Leaders and representatives from some 50 nations attended the Climate Change Action UN Summit, which called for urgent measures in view of the acceleration of climate change with its adverse effects on our planet, although some insist on denying this very negative process. With concern and a bit of optimism, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres affirmed that the situation is very serious, but the world still has time to do something about it. The fact is that greenhouse gases emissions have reached unprecedented levels, and the last 4 years have been the warmest on record. The winter temperatures in the poles increased by 3 degrees Celsius over the 1990 level, while the sea level is rising and the coral reefs are dying. These are clear symptoms that our planet is running a fever, supported by extreme climatic events such as the contamination of the atmosphere, heat waves, extreme droughts, and torrential rains, all of which endanger the lives and the very survival of our species. Special concern is sparked by the increase in carbon dioxide, the CO2 emissions into the atmosphere. CO2 is a contaminating gas that remains for thousands of years in the atmosphere and longer still in the oceans, which means that the long-term security of our species is gravely threatened. In fact, the specialists warn that the survival of millions of human beings will depend on their capacity of adaptation to an increasingly hostile environment, much warmer and full of destructive events. Recently, Oxfam denounced the enormous inequalities that mark the efforts of developed and developing nations to face the hostile climatic event. In fact, it is warning about the problems to be faced by the less developed countries. It blasted as very, very small the support that the 48 most needy nations of the world receive to face the impact of global warming, which equals 1 cent of a dollar per person per day. In fact, next to nothing. True enough, there exist legal instruments such as the Paris Agreement, through which the main contaminating nations pledged to reduce their contribution to the greenhouse emissions and decrease the Earth's temperature. Very, very important indeed is that this document was signed, and another one is that all pledges can be implemented. A very bad precedent was set by the President of the United States, Donald Trump, who has rejected his country's commitments set in the Paris Agreement and has devoted himself to torpedo the program set up by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Trump refused to attend the Climate Action Summit and instead attended another much less important meeting in the same building, thus insisting on his ignorance and indifference on a problem of vital interest to humankind. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.